Hey, thanks for joining me for this free training. I'm Kelsey Humphreys, the producer and host of The Pursuit and best-selling author of Go Solo and quick pep talker and journalist and podcaster and all kinds of crazy stuff. But let's talk about why you're here today. I'm so excited for you because I'm about to drop a bunch of knowledge that I really wish I had had before I went solo. So these 10 tips are really going to help you to feel like you actually know what you're doing, like you have some control over your situation, that you get to go out and actually be your best self and have the freedom of going out on your own as your own boss. A lot of you watching are probably hoping to go out as a freelancer, as a writer, as a designer, as a photographer. Maybe you've got a side gig that you've been doing forever that you hope to make into a full-time gig. Maybe you're going to be a realtor, a consultant, a coach. There's all kinds of things, a personal trainer. I mean, the list goes on. This is going to really help. I know that you are desperate to break out of whatever job you're in. Maybe you're in corporate America, maybe you're employed by a real jerk, or maybe you like your job, but you just feel like there's something more you're meant to be doing, like you're called to do something else. You have a bigger mission, a bigger message. Maybe you want to go out and write a book and start speaking. Oh, so many amazing things wait for you, and it's all true. I can tell you that right now. What you're going to learn in these 10 steps are going to help you prepare to go solo sooner, or at least to know when you can realistically set yourself up for success. Because you could quit your job tomorrow and just be like, guess what, world? I'm doing it live. I'm going it solo. You know, you could just do that. But chances are that you won't succeed. And guys, 8 out of 10 of us fail. The odds are not in our favor, okay? So what I want to do with this free series of the videos, and there's also a worksheet, and I also created the audio. So if you want to take this on the go and listen, you know, while you're working out or walking or whatever, this is going to help you to seriously prepare, okay? To prepare for success, not just going out on your own, but succeeding on your own. That's what I want. And a lot of the problems pop up in the first 1 to 2 years. And that's what I want to tell you about, because 1 to 2 years, that's like the max for most of us. And then we end up going back to a 9-to-5 or getting a part-time job, which then escalates into us not really doing our own thing anymore. And I'm going to try my best to keep that from happening with these 10 tips. If you're hoping to quit your job in a month, and some of the things on this list are, I recommend that you do them 6 months ahead of time. That's not to say you can't go out in a month, but definitely think these things over. You may need to push your timeline back, or you may need to spend some serious time in the mornings and evenings around your full-time job, focusing on these 10 things. Let's dive into these 10 things you need to do before you go solo to set yourself up for success. Number one is to build a brand. Now, you've probably already been doing this, whether you knew it or not, whether you were being intentional about it or not. But while you're employed, you can start to attract the kind of clients and customers that you're going to want by sharing about what you're passionate about, sharing on social media your work, the things that you've written, the things that you've been working on and were featured somewhere, or, you know, basically just being proactive. And rather than you wait and you go solo and suddenly you tell everyone like, hey, here I am, here's what I do. They already know. People have already started to notice like, oh, I didn't know that she does senior portraits with her photography. I didn't know that that was like a real business she's got going on. Or, oh, I didn't know she does personal training. I thought she just taught that one class at the gym. Or, you know, people aren't going to know unless you tell them. It's also in how you introduce yourself to people, your 10-second pitch. It's in how you if you have a headshot as your profile picture, what does it look like? What does that portray and convey to people who might be checking you out, just casually trying to see who you are and what you're all about? What you want to do is start crafting a brand for yourself about 6 months at least before you go solo, so that when you go out on your own, people are not really that surprised and they already know you for something. Maybe they had already had you in the back of their mind as someone they may want to hire or may want to work with, and then they see that you've launched something and they're like, that's awesome. I wanted to work with them anyway. I'll give them a call. So think about, can you create content? Can you write for publications? Can you be interviewed for your industry in other publications that might need a source to, you know, cite their facts about your industry, whatever the news is. There's so many different ways, and I go into this in more detail in my book, Go Solo, but I just want to tell you to focus on doing this at least 6 months before you go solo, because that will make it so much easier to get brand new clients and customers right off the bat after your launch. Number two, study business. And this is, again, 6 months or so before. You need to take some time to study how business works. So many of us know our craft, or we know how our business works, like the industry, but we don't know the actual tenets of business. You know, profits and losses and expenses and, you know, how much you have to actually advertise, or how much you have to sell, or how much does it cost to make each one? How much are you really profiting? You know, what are all of your expenses and how do those things all flow together to make a functioning business that can support you and your family and support growth so that you can continue to get clients and continue to get customers over time? It's a lot. And so there are a few things. You may not need a structured business plan, but you are going to need some structure and some plans. Like, if not a business plan, you may just need to have a solid marketing plan with including a content marketing plan. You probably need to have a public relations plan. You may need to have a launch plan for actually launching your business out into the world. You may need to have plans for systems and processes, which I'll get to in a minute. But all of this comes from really understanding business, which I didn't, to be honest. I mean, I do now. I've started studying it, and I study these successful entrepreneurs, and I read all the time now, but I didn't at first. I just knew what I was doing. I was out there as a consultant. I wanted to do a good job. I wanted to have more clients and customers. That's not enough, you guys. You have to understand business, or else you're going to probably fail. All right, so 6 months out, I want you to set aside time every day or at least every week just to study how business works. When you're thinking about watching yet another tutorial on something you already do well, let's say another Photoshop tutorial, and you're already a really great photographer, stop and instead say, you know what, I'm gonna watch some YouTube videos on how business works. There's tons of business 101 stuff online. Start 6 months or so before you go out. Number three, study sales. This is a 3 to 6 months out type of exercise, and I listed it separately from business. Even though it's part of business, let me tell you, it is its own gnarly beast, okay? Because there's so much that goes into the psychology of sales, the way you write things, the way you talk to people, the way you do your presentations, the way you do pitches, the way your packages are put together. There's so much you can learn. A lot of us who go out on our own don't want to promote ourselves. We don't want to talk about our work that much. We don't want to tell everyone what we're doing. We don't want to seem braggy. So we like just barely get the word out there, and then we wonder why we don't have any sales. If you cannot sell, you will not succeed. Okay? And even if eventually you outsource this or you have a partner who comes on that focuses on sales, that's great, but you still need to understand it. So set aside time, I wish I had, just to study sales. Number four, anticipate log jams. There are going to be places where you slow yourself down, things that just take you forever even though you have to do them, things where you need to do things in batches or you need to make a system so it will go faster. You know, for example, for me, if I sit down to edit video, if I just make a day of editing video where I sit for hours and edit all the videos, that's way more productive than trying to transition between writing that day and editing video that day. Now, that's just one example of batching, but there's also things where how can you systemize? Let's keep going with the video example, is that I just make a rule that until I have more time for video editing, that I only use one type of transition, I only use one font, I only use one color for right now for my videos, and so that's it. That's less decisions, I've made a process. You've got to start thinking through where are you gonna slow yourself down. So you need to make a list, think through all those things, and also think about being a little bit more organized than you need to be, because when you're totally on your own, especially if you're a creative type, it's very tempting to name a file name like I love this so much.pdf, but then later you can't find it and it takes you 20 minutes that you lose from that day, not to mention the mental frustration, then you're not in a good headspace anymore for that project or revision. So force yourself to be more organized. I so wish I had done this, because right off the bat, I had to get an intern, and then later on, you know, now I have a few virtual assistants and people that I'm working with, and I am just not naturally all that organized, and if I had forced myself to think about it ahead of time and do it at the very beginning. Like, this is how I name my files. This is how I do my folders. This is how I organize email. Hello. So I want you to make a list of all these things where there could be log jams, things that you could make processes for, things you could automate, like responding to emails, or all kinds of different things where you could give yourself some time. And once you have a list, I also want you to look at those things and look at what you're not good at, what you will hate doing, what will take you way too long, and then think about outsourcing those things. Which brings me to the next point. You need to anticipate grunt work. Everyone, myself included, thinks that going out on your own is going to be this dream come true. And it is. But at the beginning, if you don't expect for there to be some serious grunt work of things that you just don't enjoy doing for months, you know, that is where I think people get stuck and get uninspired, and then they burn out, and then they end up closing up shop because they didn't anticipate that there was that much grunt work for their dream. Now, there's comfort in that. There's grunt work for every career and every job, so you might as well be doing it for yourself, right? However, if you can anticipate it ahead of time, you can outsource. And I know you're thinking, well, outsourcing is like the opposite of solo, for one. And isn't that something that only big companies do? And then, like, what? I don't want to have to employ people. I don't want office space, or whatever your objections are. Let me tell you that there are so many freelancers who are good at what you're terrible at. And them helping you helps them, because they want more business for whatever it is that they do. Of course, a lot of people would hire an accountant or a lawyer and they stop there. But you can hire people who will write copy for you. You can hire people who will just go through and edit all the stuff you've already written. You can hire, you know, people who will create, obviously you want to probably outsource things like your website and graphic design and things like that, but you can also outsource, you know, just like keeping track of customer relationships and doing email management. And social media is a huge one that people tend to take on themselves, and they spend all this time learning about marketing and learning about social media, and they would be much better served to pass that off to someone who loves doing it, who already knows how to do it. Trust me, there are some areas, especially the things that you hate. That's what's going to rob your inspiration. If week after week you're just doing a bunch of stuff that you hate doing, you've got to find a way to outsource that as soon as possible. And in your mind right now, I can hear you thinking, well, that's not going to be for years, or that's not going to be for, you know, at least 6 or 9 months. Which brings me to my next point. You've got to create a working budget. And when you do, I want it to include outsourcing and hiring some interns or virtual assistants before you think you're ready. Because if you do all the things that we talk about in this video, and you do everything I wrote about in my book, and you're good at your craft, and you launch, and you go out there, and you're, you know, putting your feet to the pavement, suddenly you're gonna have a bunch of clients and customers, which will be awesome, but you're going to need help. And so I want you to budget ahead of time to hire that help. Okay, so it's anywhere from $10 an hour to $25 an hour for these people. Budget that in. Also think about, you know, in order, if you're a woman and you want to spend more time working, there might be household things you want to outsource, like someone to come in and clean the house and do the laundry. Those kinds of things can be budgeted for, and you can just, you know, make sure that you have more workflow to sustain those kinds of things. You have to actually think through what it takes to have the lifestyle and the business that you want. How much does it actually take, right? And that's gonna tell you how many sales you need. It's gonna tell you how many months you need to save up, or how long you should wait before going solo. And I also want to encourage you not to just think about paying the bills and paying yourself a little bit. Think about cool, innovative stuff, because when you're small and scrappy, you can do things like send, you know, this awesome thank you gift to every new client that comes on, or send a handwritten note to your thousands of app customers who sign up. I mean, you can get creative and go crazy and do what the big boys can't do. That's one of the beauties of being your own boss and being the only one, you know, there's no one to like brainstorm with. You just decide to do something cool, but you have to be able to pay for it. I will tell you right now, I didn't realize how much shipping was going to cost me. With the few I've done giveaways, I've done products, I've done lots of different stuff, and I didn't make an accurate budget for shipping. Now, I know a lot of you are gonna think, oh, this is like the opposite of fun, making this spreadsheet, but it's liberating, because then you're not worried about it all the time because you've planned. And also, be sure and consider seasonal things, because some industries have, you know, ebbs and flows, and you need to be sure that that's in your budget. If you know that December is going to be a dead month, well, make sure that that's in there. Now, I also want to note something important, and that is a lot of success stories leave out just how much financial padding people had for themselves. John Lee Dumas, who I sat with, gave himself 18 months of salary before he went out and started his podcast, which now he makes over $200,000 a month, and he's still almost a completely solo operation. I mean, he has a couple of assistants and his girlfriend, partner, you know, she's in it too, but very small operation making bank. And he started with 18 months of padding, or other people who are seem really successful and have these success stories of these, you know, made $1 million in their first year or whatever, and they're living with their parents, or they, you know, sold their house, or they have, for the first year or 2 years, they had five other jobs that they did in addition to their business, which is now successful. So that's not bad. I just want you to actually plan for it. Realize that you have to make a financial plan. You may need to give yourself more padding than you thought. This is fine. I know it seems like, oh, but I want to quit my job right now. Well, you don't want to quit your job and fail, right? So trust me that you want to plan on the front end, and you want to give yourself more time if necessary to make all of your solo dreams come true, okay? Again, something I wish I had thought about earlier, wish I had done right off the bat or before I went solo, is made a working budget. We are flying through these. Now we're on number 7, which is to create some boundaries. And what I mean by this is that there's no better way to become a hardcore workaholic than to work for yourself doing work that you love and that you're passionate about. In fact, if you're not, you know, on the verge of becoming a workaholic, I would say that you haven't found your true passion yet. If you're not sure about this, I talk about it in my book, so you can, there's some exercises and to make sure that you're really following your passions. But right now, let me just tell you that the chances are, if you are doing your passion and doing work you love, you'll want to become a workaholic and you'll want to really serve your clients and customers. You'll want to over-deliver, you'll want to go overboard, and suddenly you don't have the control and the freedom and the quality time with your family and the inspiration time and the time for faith or meditation or camping or whatever that you wanted. That was the whole point. So create boundaries ahead of time. So like a month out or a couple weeks out, really think about what your ideal life and your ideal day looks like as the small business owner that you're about to be. And then think, okay, I've got to maintain that somehow with some boundaries. So, you know, manage your spouse expectations so they know what to expect. Think about things like, you just make a rule that you don't answer email after 8 p.m. or you never respond to texts or emails or phone calls on the weekends, or there's a time during the day that's set family time, and during that time, you're not allowed to look at your phone, you're not allowed to work or check email. These types of things will save your sanity. You also need to think about inspiration time and time for rest. I mean, you can't burn the candle at both ends forever, though there will be a lot of hustle involved in the first year to 2 years, where it's not gonna be all take naps and, you know, watch Netflix. And again, if that's what it turns into for you, I really hope you reevaluate. Are you really doing your passion? Are you really doing the work that you love? Okay? One of the things you may have already experienced is some negative feedback from people in your life. In fact, one of my videos that kind of exploded, one of the first ones to really go to like 20,000 views really fast, was a video called "What to Do When No One Gets Your Dream." Because family, and like everyone feels that way. Family and friends don't get it. You know, your parents are like, what? You know, your spouse may or may not get it. Hopefully they're supportive even if they don't really get it. Maybe you have, you know, people in your life who can support you, but a lot of times we don't. So number 8 is you need to find a community. And I wish that I had had the community I have now back when I actually launched out on my own, because it is so different to have people to brainstorm with, to bounce ideas off of them, to say, hey, hold me accountable. There's lots of different ways you can do this. You can find people on the internet. That's what I did. I have an amazing community online. I also have a Facebook group you can join. If you're looking for one, I encourage you to join mine. It's free and we talk about a lot of cool stuff in there. There's also obviously local communities, national groups that have local chapters. You could also be part of a mastermind group. There's all kinds of things either locally or online for you to think about. Either way, you're going to need support when things get tough, or when you get unsure of what you're doing, you know, when you are having to make some decisions, or you just want to test some ideas, find a community. Number 9 is to set some public goals. What I mean by this is something that someone other than you and your spouse actually knows about, because that's going to help you from just stalling forever. You might just stall forever because you're scared, or because, well, mostly just scared, mostly because you're terrified, which is so normal. But I want you to go out there and be your best self and put out your best work and create this awesome business that you have dreamed up in your head. And in order to do that, you're gonna have to quit stalling. So I encourage you to make some public goals. Now, obviously, you're not gonna wanna post some things publicly if you're still employed. But you know, if you found a community, you could post in there. You could tell, you know, your accountability buddy that you have at your local chapter of whatever. Or you could find a coach, which I'll talk about in a second. But you need to have something that's set in stone and public, like I'm going to save up and work overtime and do whatever I have to do to quit this job and launch my business on December 1st. Someone other than you and your spouse needs to know that. Because you need to have someone hold you accountable, which is funny because you're about to go out on your own where no one's gonna hold you accountable. But the thing is, you are gonna wanna chicken out. And this will happen over and over again in your business. If it's just you and no one knows and no one cares, then you can chicken out all the time, over and over and over, until you end up failing and going back to a 9-to-5 job. Okay? The struggle is real. Find some accountability by setting some goals that are public. Another great way to do this would be, if you've just launched publicly, to start posting everywhere that you have a goal of reaching 10 clients in your first month or something like that, where people feel like you have momentum, there's something exciting, they start to think, well, let me think who could be a good client for them. That sort of thing, that's going to really help, okay? Lastly, something that not enough people talk about is that shortly after you quit your job and go out on your own, you may really, really miss your boss. I did. Just having someone to bounce ideas off of and also to guide me, tell me what to do next, tell me where I was not using my strengths or where I was wasting my time. I really missed that. And so that's where you really need to find a mentor. And if you can do that 6 months out, that's awesome. If you are about to launch tomorrow, start trying to find someone now. This could be a mentor in your local community, someone who has done what you want to do and they're willing to help you. The thing about mentors is, unless it's a paid mentorship, there's usually not enough investment for both people to stay really active and engaged, okay? So maybe a paid mentorship, or you do trade for them where they mentor you on business and then you do your graphic design for them or something like that. Maybe that's a way to keep both sides engaged. Another thing you can do is join an online paid membership, paid course, something like that. There's tons of amazing courses for entrepreneurs that you can buy. And then of course, you could buy a coach. I do success coaching because there's too many people who end up bailing in the first few months or the first year just because they didn't have someone to say, hey, I want you to realize you're wasting your time on this one specific thing. And if you let that go, you will be able to move forward at a much faster rate. Or, hey, you know what? I've noticed that you really are good at this and this is your strength. So why don't you put more energy here? All kinds of different, I mean, all of the facets we've talked about in this video series, sometimes you need a helper to guide you to stay steadfast, to really do these things, to actually execute. And so I encourage you to find a mentor or find a coach. Obviously, I hope it's me, but it doesn't need to be me. It needs to be someone though. You've got to find a coach. You've got to find a mentor. You've got to find some help. Now, if you're not sure what to do next after watching all this, I have some resources for you that I've put in the worksheet. So at the end, I've listed some blog posts and some books to read and some videos to watch. There's also, of course, my book that you could buy from Amazon. It's both ebook and audiobook, and there's a physical paperback you can order, or you can join my Facebook group. It's free, it's open to anyone, and you can jump in there and start bouncing ideas. And then lastly, of course, if you decide, okay, I'm ready to go to the next level and be serious about my success rather than just dabble in this, I'm ready to take my side hustle to my full-time gig and really be successful and hire a couple virtual assistants so I don't have to do the sucky stuff anymore, If you're ready for all that, I hope you will go to kelseyhumphreys.com/solo coaching, because that's where I can help you go solo either on a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, or a 6-month package of coaching to help you go from zero to on your own, successful, fully set up and ready to rock and roll. And I really hope I get to do that with you. But again, doesn't have to be me. Has to be someone. You need to find somebody to mentor you and help you as you make this transition. You are going to love being out on your own. You are going to be successful if you put these 10 things in place, plus some of the other things that I talk about in my book. You're going to be a rock star, and you're going to be so surprised at how fulfilling and amazing it really is to get paid to do what you love and to be your own boss and make your own decisions and not have to wait to try things or, you know, do some cool initiative. You just decide you want to try it, and then you get to try it. And most of all, the feedback you're going to get from lives that you change, if you're a coach or a consultant, from businesses that you can change by helping them with whatever your services are, or from happy customers who send you reviews and reply to your emails, it is amazing. So I hope that you will take these 10 steps to heart so that you can be your best self and put out your best work. If you enjoyed this, I hope you will tweet me or Facebook me or let me know, because I really want to know that I'm helping people with these with this free video. So thanks so much for watching. You are awesome. Go be your best self and put out your best work. And if you want more from me, you can find pretty much everything at kelseyhumphreys.com.